It is such a lovely morning to meet you both. I'm blown away. I'm just blown away.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
Congratulations on Perimeter. This is such a so well written, dramatic, sometimes very funny piece. So I mean, you both get to exercise a lot of different acting muscles. Ava, I'm going to start with you. Tell me a little bit about Paige and how you've developed this character.
Yes, so Paige is a young Black woman in Atlanta in the 90s. She goes to Spelman, and because she is in college, she's trying to figure out who she is as a woman, as an adult, and she's trying to make the right decisions, all while being a student and a girlfriend and a friend and a daughter. And she ends up dating a quote unquote bad guy, and she still loves him very much, even though that he is doing some stuff that she may not agree with. But the love brings them together, and I think the love brings her together to her friends and to her family as well. And when playing this character, Paige, she is very similar to who I am as Ava, but I did a lot of work connecting myself with the rest of the cast. We did a lot of rehearsal times together, so I was able to connect with Tati and Malcolm and Jalen and the rest of the cast to craft who Paige is and who she is in the center of her friends and her family. And I had an amazing time.
Tatiana Ali, as I live and breathe, there you are. Man, what a voice you have.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I want to give a big shout out to Salt Lake City. I've worked out there a lot.
Let me just ask you this. Does music play a big part in you developing characters like Connie Don? I mean, is there rhythms and beats to her?
There are rhythms and beats to more to for me, more to the story. To the play itself, to the scenes itself, when to rest, when to go out. It's definitely lyrical. And as you said, Armani Ortiz wrote a really he wrote really beautiful scripts, and there was so much, in music in music, there's what you play and what you sing, but the times that are left absent are kind of the real pivotal moments that make music feel like what it feels like. The rests are really important. And his script was like that. There are all these, it's what's under the text. And like Ava said, we had a lot of rehearsal time to really explore what was not said, what's not said, in words. So in that way, yeah. That's a really good question.
Well, I would feel like acting is like, playing a musical instrument where, it's not just the notes you play, it's the notes that aren't played. It's the drama is found in the silences, the spaces between the notes.
Yes, it is. It is. And because that's how we are in real life. We communicate so much. In so many different ways, in our expressions, our backstories, what we know about each other, what we don't know about each other. And also as an actor, it is like singing in the sense I know what my notes are, I know what my range is, I know when I sound, what notes I sound better in, and you're able to do that as an actor too. It's really nice when you have a piece to work on where you feel like, oh, this I can stretch here. You know what I mean? I can rest here. And I felt that way with Connie.
Ava, your character is so deep, and she's like an onion. You just peel and peel and peel, and I don't know if we'll ever get to the core of her, because that's the journey is better than the destination, I think, with her. Are there certain, how can I put it, certain things that you look for when looking at a script for you to play a character?
It's not even a certain thing that I look for where I'm like, okay, this script is written this way. I think with this script, when I read it, for whatever reason, because Armani is an amazing writer, I was instantly magnetized to the script. I wanted to know more about Paige. And I think that's what it is when you want to know more about a character. When you receive a script, sometimes it's like, okay, I kind of already understand who this character is, so it's not going to be as fun to play them. And when I read for Paige, it was like, there is so much to her, even in the 3 pages that I got for this audition. It was like, I'm so interested to know who she is, who her friends are, and who her family is, and how and why she thinks the way that she does. And it's something that you have to look for as an actress, and it's something that you hope that you find when you do get an audition, because if you do book the role, you're going to be playing this character for a long time. So you hope that this character is complex, and then there's more to them than just what is on the page. And Paige is She's not on the page. She's somewhere else in the ethos. She's got a lot going on.
She's a brilliantly built character,
Yes.
as far as that. Tatiana, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Perimeter?
There's so much. There's such world building in these 4 episodes in the show. Creating this time and moment and place in history, the 90s, Atlanta, everything that was going on during that time, these really culturally iconic moments, breaking them apart. There's that. There's just incredible cinematography. We were just talking. There was a shot, a one shot scene, or that it took, I guess, how many times did we do it? 16 times? 19 times to get it just right, the opener for the first episode. So there's cinematography, the production design is beautiful, and all of the actors. There are so many incredible young actors, Ava being one of them, who are just, they just have this incredible material and they all shine. Other than that, it's like a really provocative, I think, an enveloping story. And I hope that after people see these first 4 episodes, they'll want more.
Ava, as we wrap, same question.
Well, Perimeter is just a combination of characters going through conundrums in their life. And I think that everyone who watches it can relate to it. Every character is so well fleshed out that there are things that every person can relate to. Even though this is a period piece, this is still very current, the issues that they are facing, whether it's Paige, my mom, anybody. I think anyone can relate to it. And I think, yeah, it's definitely going to take you back to the 90s with the fashion, with the music, with the way that we carry ourselves, and the setting. It's just going to bring people back to the 90s, and everybody loves the 90s.
Thank you both so much. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I love a good conundrum. So, all the best and have a great morning.